to judge the world and to bring the truth. He chose the Vilarian people to bring the truth because we as a people know the darkness of falsehood, the darkness of injustice, the darkness of every utter darkness that has appeared in the world. We know this. So we more than anybody can come up out of darkness and shine the light of truth. But he had to choose one from among us to show us the way out of this terrible condition that we are in the United States of America. He had to choose one that is close to nature, because Islam is a religion that is nature itself. In the Holy Quran it says, "Set thy face to religion being upright, the nature made by Allah in which he has created man. There is no altering Allah's creation. That is the right religion, but most people know it not." Therefore, religion, true religion, is coming back to nature. And the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is a man that is bringing us true messages that are bringing us closer to nature, so that we can see ourselves in a mirror and see how far we have strayed, so that we may return back to the original self, the original man, who was a black man, not because he was black in color, but because he came out of darkness and shine the light of truth in the world. Assalamu alaikum.
All praise be to Allah. The imam from Spanish Harlem says he's working hard on it. Well, I want him to know we're working hard on all the rest of it. It's a hard work. It's a beautiful work. It's a gracious work, and we love it. But he's a fireball. He'll burn up falsehood and bring out the truth. How many of you here today had the opportunity to witness the occasion yesterday at Woody Crest? All praise is due to Allah. That was a joyous occasion, is that right? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He said the spirit was so high that you could feel it all across the city of New York. Well, beautiful. We'd like to call forth now the imam from the Bronx Mosque, from the imam over at Woody Crest, who is doing a fantastic job restoring that Woody Crest Mosque and this property, and doing even a greater job and helping us to restore the hearts of the men and women in the New York area. I'd like very much to call to the rostrum at this time Imam Abdul Haq Muhammad. Salaam alaikum.
Always have to go through these things, you know. Shows you how unjust this system is, you understand? In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings be upon His servant and His messenger, Muhammad, forever. I mean, there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I'd like to greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to thank Almighty God Allah for blessing all of us to be here together in unity. And it's just very, very wonderful. And I just want to bear witness that there's no God but Allah. And if it wasn't for Allah, we wouldn't be here today in unity as we are. And it's just very, very beautiful. And we can surely count our blessings, because if we look over the last 2 years, a tremendous amount of things have happened in our lives, in our personal lives, also in the lives of the world community of Islam here in the West. And it's a divine blessing. But I just want to make about 2 points in this. The Quran says, this day I have perfected and completed my favor on you and have perfected for your religion Islam. And we can bear witness that Islam is being perfected here in the wilderness, what was called in the first resurrection of North America. And I think it's a divine blessing. On that, the chief imam had told us at one time, he said that the reason why falsehood is strong is because it has more freedom and it's more widespread. And that's why falsehood is able to cripple the minds of people here in this particular society, because it has the ability to repeat itself constantly. The chief imam taught us when he was here in New York City at the Felt Forum, he says that nature is formed by repeating acts. And the more you repeat acts and repeat acts, then your nature is being formed. But now Almighty God Allah has blessed one from among us, raised one from among us up, and fashioned him out of black mud into shape and breathed into him his spirit. And from that one man, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, he is reproducing himself. He is actually making babies. And as we follow the chief imam, we begin to form our nature after the nature that Almighty God Allah is putting into the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. And if we continue to repeat those acts, and if we look at all of us here, there's about between 6,000 and 7,000 people here, all of us bearing witness and bowing down and prostrating that there's no God but Allah. And as the Holy Quran says, it says, establish prayer. Not do it once in a while, but establish it. And by establishing it, then it becomes our nature. And so as we begin to propagate the faith, then we can't propagate it sometimes. We can't propagate it when we want to, but we got to be constantly out there repeating the correct and decent and righteous acts in the people. And by doing that, brothers and sisters, we'll begin to change the nature of society. But until we wake up and recognize this, then falsehood will always rule. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Falsehood will always rule unless we wake up and begin to repeat the acts of righteousness and decency. And that has to be repeated by those who are vessels of Almighty God Allah, carrying the divine wisdom of Almighty God Allah as it is taught to us by the chief imam and the Holy Quran. And once we begin to propagate this faith, then we will begin to erase falsehood and darkness and bring into existence what Almighty God Allah says, that I'm going to perfect your religion. Your religion is Islam. That's our job. Assalamu alaikum.
Call the engineer to get this back together. Assalamu alaikum. Well, it was Imam Haq Muhammad. He's one of the tallest men that I know. He's a beautiful brother. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, just before we make our closing remarks, waiting on the broadcast, which is due very shortly now, I'd like first to say to you, we could not, or we cannot, bring this great gathering to a successful conclusion. All right, yes, sir. We have to talk right directly into the mic. Said we could not or we cannot bring this great convention meeting to a conclusion successfully without bringing you the facts that have to deal with the charity that surrounds it. Oftentimes it seems as though we hesitate to really to show the importance of what a charitable act is. That is, when I say that, I'm saying that sometimes we take it for granted that the people that own this great edifice is a Muslim. We can give them the greeting, but they will not give us the hall. So it means that when we do business with them, we'll have to give them some charity. We have to give them some money. The money is not for them in the sense that we are just exchanging money for some space. But this is a rare occasion in which we have a chance to propagate the religion of Islam. So when our charity goes for the propagation of the religion, there is no greater use for the charity on this earth than the establishment of truth, the establishment of Islam as taught to us by the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. To put God, Allah, in the minds of everyone on this planet earth, and especially in this city, will be the greatest single act that any of us can contribute to for the rest of our lives. To bring Islam, to bring Allah, to bring the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad's teaching to New York City and this region is the greatest single act that we can do in our life. Because there is no other way that we can express the love for the truth, the love for our message, the love for God, the love for God's teaching, the love for the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, than an expression that shows success. To know the true believers, for they are the successful ones. It means that they are successful in the practice of the faith. They are successful in taking on the spirit of Islam. They are successful in taking on the attributes of Almighty God, Allah. They're able then to manifest those attributes in the deeds of their times. They're able to execute the religion in the practical life in which they live. What is our cause? What is our reason for being Muslim? Surely it is to submit to Allah, and we have to submit to Allah entirely. We got to pick up all of the principles of Islam. We can't pick up just belief in Allah alone without picking up prayer, without picking up sacrifice and charity, without showing our concern and for others. We can't pick up all the principles of Islam, making the Hajj, fasting, praying. We must pick up all of these together. If we leave out one, if we leave out prayer, if we leave out charity, if we leave out belief in Allah, if we leave out fasting, if we leave out the Hajj, or making a pilgrimage, or showing that charitable step, all of this represents love for God. But really, love for humanity. If we leave out one principle, sisters and brothers, that makes us not be a Muslim in the true light. It says, if a rock is obedient to Allah, if the wind and the moon and all the other things, the sun is obedient to Allah and is called Muslim, then we are Muslim. But a Muslim is one who is obedient, who has submitted to the will of God. So therefore, charity becomes a prerequisite in that submission to the will of God. These principles are made known to us so that we can follow them with right knowledge. So when we ask for charity, it is not just for charity for Radio City. It's an act that will move and permeate itself beyond these walls and move out into the city, the state, the world, if need be. We are moving a great teaching, and we are a great people. So brothers and sisters, we'd like to at this time to announce to you what the last collection was. The last collection was $2,186.43. All praise is due to Allah. Allahu Akbar. However, that is not enough to conclude. That's not enough. We are approximately that much or more off from being able to close properly. So we would like, with respect for the day and respect for you and your person and your family and all of those who are with you, that when we ask for charitable contributions, we are not here to impose upon your good nature or take advantage of the occasion. We humbly submit to your humble nature, your Islamic training, and to ask you to help us with this charity. So we'd like at this time for all of us, imams, committee people, Treasury Department, you can donate also. Everyone, please make a charitable contribution. We want to do this before the broadcast starts
because we want to be freed from this when the broadcast is ended. So brothers and sisters, please help us in this way. It will be greatly appreciated. Thank you very, very much. Assalamu alaikum. May we have a bucket up here on the rostrum, please? Okay, I'll call him. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, if we could get approximately $5 a person, give what you can, of course, we would be assured that we would be successfully out of the debt of Radio City. Some of the brothers' names that we missed, I'd like to call them now. We have Brother Shakir, box number 11.